Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
How many of you know the story of Noah and the ark?
I do.
Only two? Parents?
She just read a book.
You know it? Yes. Well, I'll read it to you today, all right? What does this look like?
The ark.
Huh?
A boat.
Yeah. It looks like the ark, right? Yes. It says, as the years passed, more and more people lived on the earth, but they became so wrapped up in their business and pleasure that they forgot God and did not thank him for food, shelter, and all the good things they had. They thought only of themselves and of eating, drinking, and having a good time. Isn't that what's happening right now? Yes. Yes, you're eating. All right. They began to kill and steal and lie to get things they wanted. Finally, they became so evil that God, who loved his people, said he was sorry he had created them all. It was a terrible thing for God's people, who had been made in the image of God himself, to fall so low in sin. A few people were loyal to God and obeyed his commandments. Among them was Enoch, who was the seventh generation from Adam. He probably heard the story of the Garden of Eden direct from Adam. When the Lord saw that the wickedness of sin people was becoming worse and worse, he said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both men and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. Why was he sorry?
Because he made them and he was going to have to destroy them.
Because they were evil. Remember in the beginning they were doing bad things? Yes, that's why. Yes. But then he thought of Noah, who was Enoch's great grandson. Noah loved God and obeyed him. He had a wife and three sons. What were their names? No, there was not Bob and Billy. It was Shem, Ham, and Japheth. God told faithful Noah that the earth was going to be destroyed, but that he and his family would be saved. Noah was to build an ark like this. Take out the animals. God said that a mighty flood of water would destroy every living creature on the earth. Noah believed what God had said and began to build the ark. It was about 600 feet long, 100 feet wide, and 60 feet high. That's a big boat, right? Like the Titanic. It had three decks, and it was made of strong wood covered with black pitch or tar, inside and out, so that it would not leak. Many people who lived near Noah watched the shipbuilders working. What is Noah making? They wondered. They thought he was crazy, huh? Making a big ship and there hasn't been any rain. Noah told them he was building an ark as God had commanded. He told them that the earth was to be destroyed by a flood of water. Furthermore, Noah invited his friends to help build the boat and to come on board with it when it was ready. There would be room for them if they would accept God's invitation to be saved. But the neighbors laughed at Noah. Can you guys laugh?
Laugh.
Really? Don't let me hear you laughing in your chairs later. Okay. They laughed at Noah and said he was foolish. They had never seen rain because until that time, the earth had always been watered by a mist that came up out of the ground. Noah was not discouraged because he trusted in God. When the ark was finished, the Lord told Noah to gather food and supplies for his family and for all the animals. Once more, Noah invited his neighbors to come into the ark with him, but they all refused. Then God told Noah, "Come into the ark, and you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation." They laughed as the eight people, Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their wives, walked up in the plank, and entered the ark. Then a strange thing happened. Out of the forest and down from the hills, what came? What came?
Animals.
Animals. Yes. Oops, I got lost. Camels and tigers, bears and elk, lions and giraffes, rabbits and wolves, small animals and large animals moved toward the ark. And yet, no man was herding there. With a flutter of wings, flocks of birds darkened the sky. They flew toward the huge boat and found shelter in it. Two of every kind of birds and animals, male and female. How many? Two.
Two.
Of? Every kind. Yes. Seven pairs of the animals that are clean to eat, such as sheep and cows, also found safety in the ark. Noah and his family would need them for food after the flood. The people who had laughed at Noah looked on with amazement. Perhaps some of them began to worry a little bit. Did you think they get in the ark still?
No.
Wondering if Noah could be right, but no one decided to join Noah and his family in the ark. When all the animals were safely inside, God himself shut the giant door. The rain did not begin immediately. For 7 days, the sun continued to shine. The people outside laughed at Noah and his family who were shut up in the ark. On the eighth day, dark clouds gathered in the sky, lightning flashed, and the storm began in terrible fury. Waters burst out of the ground in huge torrents and began to fill the valleys. Wind drove the rain, great sheets over the land. Day and night, the water continued to pour from the sky and from under the ground, and the rivers and seas rose higher and higher. Some of the wicked people remembered Noah's ark. They pounded on the doors and shouted, "Let us in!" But what happened? No one did. It was too late. But it couldn't be opened. They were too late. 40 days and nights it rained. The rising waters lifted the ark, and the waves rocked it back and forth. The water rose higher and higher until the trees, rocks, and hills were covered. Then men and women, climbed the tallest mountains, but they could not find a way to escape the rising waters. The flood covered all of the land and was at least 20 feet deep above the highest mountain. Every human being and all the animals were destroyed, except for those who were safe in the ark. Who were safe in the ark? Huh? Who was safe in the ark?
Noah and his family and the animals.
Yes. During the storm, Noah and his family were safe in the boat, although it was pushed to and fro from the flood waters. They must be longed for the wind and rain to stop, because the ark tossed and pitched on the stormy seas for 5 minutes. Finally, the rain slowed and stopped, but the sturdy craft continued to float for several weeks. Finally, Noah decided to send out a raven. If there was dry land nearby, it would find a place to live. The birds flew back and forth, but returned to the boat. And Noah knew that water still covered the earth. A week later, he released a dove, but she also returned. Noah and his family must have wondered if the water would always cover the earth. But they believed God's promise to save them. Another week passed, and Noah sent out the dove again. In the evening, they returned with the olive leaf in her beak. Noah's family was very happy because now they knew dry land had appeared and they could soon leave the ark. A strong wind blew and began to dry the flood. Waters and mountains appeared once more. The water dropped lower and lower until the boat finally settled on the mountain Ararat. That word. How happy Noah's family was to feel something solid under their feet again. Go out of the ark. You and your wife and your sons and your wife's sons. God said to Noah, bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle and everything you creep. Anyways, you guys got the point, right? Yes. So what happened after all that in the sky?
A rainbow.
What was the rainbow for?
God's
that?
He would never
yes. Very good. Very good. So sorry for keeping you guys so long here, but I wanted to tell you that story, all right? I'm sorry. Now let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our story. I hope that you teach us to be more like you and listen to you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.